We're just seconds away from a conversation with Christina Moffat, the Small Business Development Officer with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Coming up in November, the partnership is offering the Small Business Success Summit. We'll talk about what to expect, what the partnership is hearing from its small business members, and the takeaways you and your small business can get by attending. Christina Moffat, coming up next for the interview. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. Technical skills can be taught by the company you're working for, but it's the human and interpersonal skills that will drive success. Taro International has years of experience in now 11 core areas to help you and your business achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, this is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming by. With us for a return visit, I think she's been on this broadcast more than any other human being within the sound of my voice. Her name is Christina Moffat. She is with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and she is in charge of small business stuff. Christina, welcome back. Good
Thanks
to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So there is a small business summit that the Greater Des Moines Partnership is putting on. It happens in November. Why?
You know, for me, the focus of small business in Des Moines and our existing businesses is really a passion for me. So how do we really get those businesses, now that they're up and running, to the next level? And when I think about the partnership and the majority of our members being chamber members, that they are small businesses. And this summit really will help them focus on staying strong and growing our economy here.
And how? How will this be assistive to small business?
So the way the summit lays out is we have three keynote speakers. So we're going to open the day with Google. They're going to come in and teach us about consumer behavior and how to understand that, which is pretty important. Our lunch keynote is Meredith Elliott Powell, and she really is going to focus on opening those doors and actually closing the sale. So here in Iowa, we have Iowa Nice. We don't always follow up and actually close that sale. And then we'll finish out the day with Joe Schmidt. And he actually talks about impactful leadership. So when we look at our small businesses, a lot of times the owners become leaders of our community, and they fell into it, right? What does that really mean for a community to have impactful leadership?
You know, one of the things about small businesses, and those of us who have one, know that you spend an inordinate amount of time working in the business, not necessarily on the business. And it's so much better when you can take that time and work on the business, because that helps your business grow, right?
You're exactly correct, and that's what we hope that they do that day.
One of the things that Small Business Summit is attempting to do is to give people some tools. And one of the things about any convention or summit or adventure like this is once the magic is over with and I go back to my small business, how do I put to work those tools that I've learned in a half day or a full day session?
That's the most important thing. So the way that we teach, all our instructors that are coming in have been given the task to give them something that they can immediately leave with and implement.
Right? Yeah.
Correct. Because they do. They're taking this time away from their business, you know, to really focus on it. Why waste the day, come and learn, and then go back and do nothing? You know, the return on investment, we want it to be there. And so that's what they've been tasked with, is how do you leave them with something they can walk away and implement? So we're not doing huge strategic plans that day. You know, we're talking about small things, you know, hiring, sales, consumer behavior, HR, accounting, you know, whatever they need to break out in the breakout sessions and go to, they should leave with something they can implement, whether it's five things or one thing. Just take something back.
Will you do, this would be really interesting, and I don't know if you're going to be doing this or not, but it would be really inquisitive minds want to know these things. What these small business owners that gather together in mm-hmm. November, what are their top two or three issues and concerns?
Well, this year we have a lot more marketing. So last year we did a survey, a follow-up, and we had great feedback on it. We said, what do you want next year? And marketing is one of the number one topics they always come back with. The second one actually was HR. You know, if they're going to grow, they're eventually going to add employees. And if you've never hired somebody and you don't understand, you know, the laws of hiring, you know, or firing in between there, how do you retain those employees with the pool being so small? Companies steal from each other all the time. Those are the top two requests that we get is marketing and HR.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me either. And one of the things about marketing that I think is absolutely incredible, many small business owners simply don't understand it. You know, they've seen marketing they've seen advertising. They watch television or they listen to broadcasts and they go, oh yeah, well, this can't be that hard. And then they attempt to do lots of these things themselves. And oftentimes, is it effective? So that's a brilliant thing to be able to talk about. I hope that some of that knowledge trickles down to some of these small business owners. HR, let's talk a little bit about that. We are in a employee dearth. We have no people. There are more jobs posted than what there are people in the state of Iowa.
Yes, you're correct.
So what kind of magic wand do you think, for recruitment and retention, what do you think folks should know?
You know, it's harder for a small business because we don't have the big benefit packages to compete, you know, with these big companies. So it really is the small things that you can do. You know, is that person able to make more critical decisions directly to the business? Flexibility is a huge thing right now for people. Just it's not that they want to not work. They just need the flexibility to have that kind of family life and work life. And then it's just, you know, reward systems of, you know, being a small business owner, did you buy them all lunch on Friday? Things like that. It's the small things, sometimes more than the huge things. And small businesses focus actually a little bit better on that than big companies.
I have had conversations in the past couple of months, actually, where leaders of small to mid-sized businesses are telling me, and I think this is so important for people to understand, they're saying, look, we're so desperate for employees. If you can fog a mirror, you're hired. What's wrong with that strategy?
You know what? It'll cost you so much more to hire the wrong employee than to, you know, wait it out and find the right one. We just had somebody yesterday come in and speak on leadership, you know, and how to actually get good leaders in your company. And he said, you know what? It really takes almost 9 months of salary to get a good leader in place. So if you start down that process 3 months in, you lose them and you start over again, think of all that money that's been lost. So it's better to wait it out and find a good fit to your company. I believe that you can always teach the technical skills. So finding somebody that fits your culture and your people that are already there is pretty key.
Christina Moffitt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Greater Des Moines Partnership event coming up in November. It is the Small Business Summit. We'll get into some of the more details of that after we talk about these other things that are bubbling around small businesses. When we talk about marketing and advertising, one of the things that small business owners, I would suspect, need to know, or at least we tell folks in our ad agency, that those small business owners need to know who their customer is and then tailor those messages to that customer and the potential expanding base. Would that be accurate?
That is 100% accurate. And I mean, a lot of times when people start small businesses, they fall into them, right? They know how to make the widget. They don't know directly who's buying the widget, why they're buying it, you know, demographics on their widget. So helping them walk through that is sometimes painful, but at least if they have sales going, it's a little bit easier to figure out who's buying them versus sure. When you're starting and you're throwing a dart at the wall. But they waste so much money on just advertising to everybody. You see this. Oh, you know this.
Well, yeah, the shotgun approach versus a rifle, you know, and it is stunning. And now that small business operators have so many choices out there, that can be stunning and probably overpowering. And every salesperson that walks in the door has the answer.
They do, and it is overwhelming. I mean, they just like we all get spam calls, I think businesses probably get twice as much, you know, of people wanting to sell them things. They're not sure who to trust. They're not sure even what they need. It really is overwhelming. And that's, you know, part of my job here is to have those discussions. And you, being at the chamber, you hear it too. How do I figure this out? And we're really here to help them.
Yeah, it is a conundrum for so many people. Christine, let's talk about the event itself again. You have three keynote speakers. They're all speaking on different topics of importance, but that's not all you're doing. You've got some breakout sessions as well.
We do. We have 18 breakout sessions. Wow. So we know that everybody's walking in there with different issues that they're facing. We've touched on marketing, you know, we've touched on HR. Those always rise to the top. But, you know, cybersecurity is becoming a big thing. Small businesses are some of the number one targets for hackers. And think of how many small businesses you shop at or use that have your information. So we have a topic on that. We also have a topic on just reading your financial reports. You know, nobody wants to say they don't know. Or, you know, with QuickBooks, things are always changing. Is there a more efficient way to do things? So we have accounting, the HR, marketing. We have somebody teaching on Facebook and Instagram, what's changed on there. Google always comes in and teaches with the free tools that are available.
And there's so much.
There's so much. And everybody's facing different issues. So we try to get them different sessions to go to.
Yeah. Laura Kennard's a regular contributor to the Business News Hour, and she's doing the Facebook and I think the Instagram portion, or at least I know the Facebook portion of a breakout session. And she is perhaps one of the real experts in that. She teaches at Drake University, the entrepreneurship classes. And so it'll be interesting for people who don't know that. Yeah. To engage in that. But at the other side of the coin is, and I hope that small businesses that are listening to this and owners realize that it's not the absolute end-all way to market your company.
Because
we've seen it time and time again. Her name is Christina Moffitt. She is in charge of small business development, if you will, for small businesses through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. All right. This is happening on the 9th of November.
All right.
And we will have links up on the radio blog as to where to go to register for all of this.
Yes.
You're moving up to Ankeny for this deal.
Yeah, so we held it in Ankeny last year. It was just a great area. We have 28 resource partners there as well, where people can get questions answered throughout the day, and the space works great. Free parking right off the interstate. It's 8 to 4 that day, $79 for members, $99 for non-members. And last year we had about 265 small businesses attend. So
and
we expect it to be a little higher this year.
I would imagine so. There are lots of headwinds in front of small business. And some of them are things that we understand and understand well and have some control over, like recruitment and retention and marketing and advertising. And then there's some things out there we have no control over, and one of those would be trade issues. And I know that's impacting many, many small businesses around the United States because we hear about it.
It is. That is correct. You know what? I was just speaking with a gentleman who was, well, he owns a Lola's in Ankeny, and he actually was exporting hot sauce to China and has stopped. So he can't get through right now. So when you think about it, it's not just all the big exports we think of. It's little bottles that we see on the shelf at the grocery stores, too, that are local owners that it is impacted.
Everything is impacted. And one of the things that, you know, we don't do much on the area of politics on the Business News Hour. We call that mostly toxic talk radio. But you know, politics and business are so inextricably linked these days that it is almost impossible to avoid that. Christina Moffitt, in charge of small business development with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate this, and good luck on your event on the 9th.
Thanks, Michael.
Once again, that was Christina Moffitt from the Greater Des Moines Partnership talking about the Small Business Success Summit happening on November 9th. You can register where? Well, we've got a registration link up on our radio blog. Just go there and click. Hey, get her done, will you? For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing goes to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right this moment was created exclusively for us by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.